Now Decatur app available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
5:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Decatur police continue to seek information regarding an early morning shooting that left a 29-year-old man dead. At 3:22 yesterday morning, DPD officers were detailed to the 700 block of Castle Court in reference to shots fired and a victim down. Arriving on the scene, officers found 29-year-old Keith Brewer lying in the street from apparent gunshot wounds. Emergency services were called in, but Brewer died at the scene. Detectives were called in to process the scene for evidence as well as to interview witnesses. At the time, no other information has been released. Brewer's body was transported to the McLean County Coroner's Office for an autopsy. Anyone who may have information about the murder is encouraged to contact the Decatur Police Department at 424-2734 or contact Crime Stoppers at 423-TIPS. Coming up, we'll highlight what's on tap for tonight's Decatur City Council meeting after Fox News on WSOY Decatur at 6 a.m.
A hurricane may hit the Gulf Coast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're taking every step and all steps necessary to ensure that we are prepared.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell as a tropical storm churns through the Gulf.
Gordon could become a Category 1 hurricane just prior to landfall.
And that landfall could be tonight or early tomorrow along the Mississippi coast. Dave Roberts at the National Hurricane Center says heavy rain could cause flooding. Storm surge, another concern.
Possibly about 3 to 5 feet above ground. Particularly in areas from Shell Beach to Dauphin Island in Alabama.
It's Brett Kavanaugh's big day. The Supreme Court nominee's confirmation hearing starts in a few hours. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, senators have been poring over Judge Kavanaugh's extensive record from the D.C. Circuit and sifting through documents related to his work in the George W. Bush White House. They're also concerned about a law review article in which Judge Kavanaugh wrote that sitting U.S. presidents should not be subject to criminal investigation. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin.
It's one of the major reasons people have misgivings about his nomination.
Senate Judiciary Committee Republican Chair Chuck Grassley.
He's not saying a president is above the law.
Judge Kavanaugh's hearing could last for 4 days. Dave.
Rachel, President Trump took yet another shot at Attorney General Sessions yesterday, sarcastically tweeting, "Good job, Jeff," over the indictments of two Republicans in Congress, Duncan Hunter and Chris Collins.
So the president writes this about the potential political impact. He says, two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins, now in doubt because there is not enough time.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. In Covington, Georgia, police officers in serious condition the day after he was shot, chasing a shoplifting suspect who was later found dead, may have killed himself. This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, during the Dell annual sale, we're offering up to 40% off select PCs with Intel Core processors and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Special financing available to qualified business customers when using Dell Business Credit. Go to dell.com/dbcpromos for details.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
WSOY News Time is 6:03. The Decatur City Council will consider three actions to help pave the way for a proposed downtown campus for health care and social services during its next regular meeting. That's coming up tonight due to the Labor Day holiday yesterday. Last month, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation announced a $30 million commitment to develop the 17-acre community care campus to assist people with drug addiction in the recovery process. The campus would be housed on land currently owned by the city in the Wabash Crossing area with the council to consider selling the property to Crossing Healthcare for $650. The city also is proposing to vacate certain public rights-of-way, streets, and alleyways in the project area. Other action on tap for tonight's meeting includes approving a $2.7 million contract with Christy Fultz to build a replacement for Fire Station No. 5 on West Mound Road. The current Station No. 5 is located on Christine Drive. Also, four resolutions regarding the city's health benefits, liability insurance, property insurance, and workers' compensation insurance will be considered at tonight's meeting as well. WSOY News Time 6:04, your weather forecast and sports up next.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com.org.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast for the rest of today. Sunny skies, warm with a high of 91 degrees. Don't forget DPS 61 will be dismissing after 3 hours of instruction this morning. Clear skies tonight, 71 the overnight low. Sunshine tomorrow, 90 your high. Chance of a shower or thunder shower. Better chance for showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with cloudy skies and a high of 80. 73 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur. Well, after Bryce Harper swung into action, St. Louis Cardinals were the ones who didn't feel so well. He'd been ill for the past week, but Harper hit a tying two-run home run in the ninth inning, then delivered a sack fly in the tenth that sent the Nationals over the Cardinals 4-3. The playoff-contending Redbirds have dropped three in a row for the first time since July 11th through the 14th. It was the Cubs opening an important three-game series with the Brewers, falling to the Brewers 4-3, and the White Sox beat the Tigers 4-2. Card of baseball again for you tonight. Game two between the Cardinals and the Nationals. We'll have it for you. No pregame tonight. It comes your way at 5:55. Your next news is up at the top, at bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, September 4th edition of Byers & Company. Riding around with Kyle May. We'll get into those funerals on Friday. Aretha Franklin and John McCain. All of it starts now.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Yowza, it's dark out. Yeah, I know. We got to get used to that, right? It's going to be like that until what, spring?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Pretty much? Pretty much? Pretty much?
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. Hope you all had a great Labor Day weekend as we are back after the three-day holiday. Hard to believe it was just Friday and into Saturday when they were having these big funerals, right? You had Aretha Franklin and John McCain. Has there ever been more controversy that's come out of one funeral than Aretha Franklin?
Oh, I know.
God. Right? Between Louis Farrakhan being up on the, I don't even know what you want to call it. It wasn't a dais, but it was a sort of like people of honor. It was former President Bill Clinton. It was former presidential candidate Jesse Jackson. There was Al Sharpton. And then right next to him was Louis Farrakhan. Why? It would be hard to imagine David Duke sitting on the front stage of the John McCain funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that even a stretch to compare the two?
No.
No, it's really not.
Why is it then that it's sort of acceptable? And it was really funny because they pointed out, I was reading the Washington Times over the weekend, they showed all of the major networks' social media, like ABC, NBC, CNN, and they all cut Farrakhan out of the picture.
Cropped him,
like, out of the picture. Mm-hmm. Even though he was sitting right up there, it was Bill Clinton, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan, almost like in a grade of like, you know, we'll go, all right, Bill, okay, yes, Jesse, I don't know, maybe Al, and then, well, I don't know at all, Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah. I know this is a strange question, but who makes...
What was the connection?
No. Who makes the decisions? Because I imagine at that level there is like an event planner.
For Aretha?
Yeah.
You might be surprised.
There is a funeral planner and somebody's back there with earpieces and making sure all the stuff's happening the way it's supposed. I guarantee you.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I mean, that was just the beginning of the controversy.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just sort of the very beginning. And then you had the Aretha Franklin family says the entire eulogy was offensive, but they had this pastor that was up there and said that he was too friendly when groping Ariana Grande. He also apologized about the Taco Bell joke he made about her. I mean, this whole thing sort of like turned into some sort of spoof of like a funeral, right?
It is very strange, the whole thing.
I mean, Charles H. Ellis III was the bishop who officiated the funeral of Aretha Franklin. He has apologized for appearing to grope singer Ariana Grande on stage, sparking widespread outrage. That, according to some media sources, 25-year-old pop star sang the Aretha Franklin classic "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman," one of the series of tributes by musicians to America's Queen of Soul at her marathon funeral attended by presidents, stars, musical royalty, and we leave out always Louis Farrakhan. After her performance, she was congratulated by Bishop Charles H. Ellis III, who wrapped his arm around her, his hand high above her waist and fingers pressed against her chest. Now, did you see the actual clip of this?
I've seen pictures.
Okay.
I don't know if it was groping.
Bill Clinton was certainly groping her with his eyeballs, and plenty of pictures showed that, right?
Yes.
No doubt.
Now, can you blame Bill?
No.
No.
I don't personally blame any man.
You put him on stage, he's got to stare at... and I'm not familiar with her at all, I mean, as far as her music is concerned.
Ariana
Grande? She was
the
one that was at the concert that was attacked by terrorists, right?
Yes, yes. She was a Disney...
Okay.
Star, then now pop star. So
here's my question, and can we have a couple of questions as men sitting on the sidelines here about whether Bill was groping with his eyes or where the Bishop Ellis was groping with her with his fingers? He wrapped his arm, by the way, like if I were to go under your arm and around your body. And so
then your fingers are near my chest?
Yeah, or placed on the side of your chest. The side of your chesticles.
My boobs.
It's a weird...
Maybe he has long arms.
Well,
maybe her back is very small. I mean, maybe it's not all that big of a wraparound.
You ever had, like, those moments where... Like, see, I'm trying to... I mean, look, I'm really trying to do the benefit of the doubt thing here because sometimes you go in to give an odd, like a hug, and it kind of turns awkward. Or, or you go in for a handshake and you encounter a lefty, like, out of nowhere. You know, those kind of things, it just kind of gets awkward.
I don't know.
So, I don't know. I saw a clip of it. I didn't.
It would never be my intention to touch any woman's breast. Really? I don't know. I guess I put my arm around her. Ella said in comments to U.S. media confirmed by the AFP on Saturday. Maybe I crossed the border. Maybe I was too friendly or familiar. But again, I apologize. I'm really sorry you had to go through that at Ariana Grande. That groping was beyond blatant. We could all see and feel your discomfort, wrote television host Claudia Jordan. Ellis also apologized for a joke he made to Grande about her name. Now, here's the offensive thing, right? If you start with this, then I guess anything is possible afterwards.
Okay.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it could only go downhill from there.
I mean, jeez, maybe tacky, but I don't think
Come on. You don't compare a... Listen, because her last name is Grande, it's like open season on the Taco Bell jokes.
Again,
You're at a funeral!
I know. That's what's so weird about this whole thing.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, when I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought maybe we had something new from Taco Bell. That's not a great way to start. And then you wrap your hands around, you grab onto her boobage up from the side. Meanwhile, you got Bill Clinton doing everything but undressing her, which wouldn't take much, by the way. And it was a funeral, Ariana.
Yeah, it was.
It was like more like an award show.
I mean, did you see what she was wearing?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen a lot of the costumes, if you will, and I call them costumes because I'm like, what? Where did you think you were going?
It's pretty funny because if you watch her singing and if you look at the crew that's sitting up there, the foursome that we told you about a little earlier, Bill Clinton's going, yeah. Louis Farrakhan's even going, oh, little devil there, yeah. And just Jackson's just like, I'm so old, I'm bored.
Yeah, but see, and I've seen a couple pictures
where
they're
exactly what he
looked
like.
I have seen pictures of Bill Clinton definitely doing the leer, but other ones are like, oh, look at him staring. He honestly looks like he's off in space in some pictures. So, I mean, Bill Clinton even, I'm giving a little bit of a pass.
And then the minister, the bishop, says, I personally and sincerely apologize to Ariana and to her fans and to the whole Hispanic community. Now, Grande is Italian, which is sort of missing the point.
She's not Hispanic.
This whole thing. And now the family says the entire eulogy was offensive.
Well, good for them, but...
No, not even talking about any of that. The late Aretha Franklin's family said Monday that it found Atlanta's pastor eulogy delivered at the Queen of Soul's funeral last week to be offensive and distasteful. The eulogist, the Reverend Jasper Williams Jr., now this is beyond, so evidently, I don't know, Bishop
and the eulogist, Reverend, okay.
I have no idea, was criticized for a political address that described children being in a home without a father as an abortion after birth, said black lives do not matter unless blacks stop killing each other. Franklin's funeral was on Friday. He spoke for 50 minutes, and no time did he properly eulogize her, said Vaughn Franklin, the late singer's nephew, who said he was delivering a statement for the family. Franklin said that his aunt never asked William to eulogize her since she didn't talk about plans for her own funeral. Family selected Williams because he had spoken at other family memorials in the past, most prominently at the funeral for Franklin's father, minister and civil rights activist C.L. Franklin, 34 years ago. Williams not backed down from anything he said at the funeral, said he regrets the family's opinion. I understand it, he said. I regret it, but I'm sorry they feel that way. Besides a social media uproar, Williams heard resistance at the funeral itself. Singer Stevie Wonder yelled out, Black Lives Matter, after the pastor says, no, black lives do not matter, during his eulogy. Well, he said, as long as blacks keep killing each other, there's a lot of political stuff going on. Williams had minimized the black lives movement because of black-on-black crime. Black lives must not matter until black people start respecting black lives and stop killing ourselves. He also said there are not fathers in the home no more. And also said that black women cannot raise a black boy to be a man. Some people suggested that was disrespectful. The Aretha Franklin, a singer, single mother of four boys, his eulogy caught the entire family off guard. It's been very, very distasteful. I don't know. They go on and on. A lot of controversy coming out of a funeral for a singer.
And what's sad is very little of it was about her contribution to music and about her. It seemed everything seemed to be
political or about somebody else, or it's just, it's sad. This woman was laid to rest, and not once do we hear anybody talk about, you know, we lost somebody important to music. It's just, it's sad.
I don't know. You know, sometimes funerals are full of drama, I guess.
I know, but I mean, and I understand funerals generally are for the living, because when you're gone, right? But yeah. I just kind of feel like, geez, can you not just remember this woman one more time before we have to, you know, see her on the awards montage at the end of the year about who we lost? Because that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yes.
What is with you?
No, I mean, it's
is
just
the heat getting to you?
Quite a monologue there. Okay. I'm just saying, yes, I don't know what's appropriate or not appropriate for Aretha. Aretha Franklin was all drama.
Yes.
There was nothing about her life that wasn't drama.
That's why she was perfect for the Snickers commercial.
She was absolutely perfect for the Snickers commercial. So in some ways, I say to you, you're a little overblown in your uproar over there not being enough respect. I mean, she was all about diva-like behavior,
yeah, that's
and
true.
Drama, and I would expect that her funeral would probably live up to be what her life was like, which was full of drama. And when you invite Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Louis Farrakhan and Bill Clinton to be sitting up on the main stage, and then Ariana Grande wears a napkin, you know, to perform in, and,
yeah.
And then you've got Taco Bell jokes and inappropriate groping and leering. I mean, all of it seems a little out of place, but maybe not so much.
Yeah.
You get the feeling like Aretha Franklin would eat Ariana Grande as a snack and not even realize it was like a human being, right?
Totally.
Yes, exactly right.
The groping part, though, I don't have long arms. And I guess it sort of depends on the size of the woman that we're talking about. But if you had long arms and you reach around to hug someone from the side, maybe that's a bad idea from the side, right? Maybe you got to go around the arm, not under the arm. What is appropriate there?
Under the arm's a little odd.
Well, is it? I mean, when you're looking at this picture, does it look like he's just doing a massive grab for her boobs? I mean, like, you know, blatant on TV, by the way, broadcast nationally and internationally. Do you think that the bishop's standing on stage saying, yeah, I'm going to get some here? I mean, is that really the thought process?
I don't think so.
Or was he just too familiar for Twitter? Because that's what we're really talking about.
Yes.
Because now we write stories in the mainstream media. We say people are outraged. What does that mean? Well, I read some tweets. That's really what that means, right? I think the Taco Bell joke was much more offensive than particularly when he apologized to Hispanic people, given that she's Italian. You know, he seems like maybe not the brightest bulb in the pack.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this was a blatant, all-out grope.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I see there's like the picture of her kind of looking down. I don't know what she's looking at. Is she looking at, what, a mic? Is she looking at his fingers?
I forgot pants.
Yes. Like, oh, my gosh, I'm naked.
Not that that, you know, means anything. We had not one, but two Hot 25 events over the weekend. We'll tell you all about the Arthur Cheese Festival and the Labor Day Pops concert when we get back on the other side of the break. Meanwhile, the John McCain funeral. Did you get tired of the Trump bashing and all of this?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Trump deserves every bit of it. And Trump is just completely inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But do you not think that the reaction to him is just as childish?
Yes.
I don't know. I go to our resident Attila the Hun right-wing freakazoid.
It's ridiculous on all sides.
No, I mean, I don't feel sorry for him because he starts most of it.
Right.
But I thought these funerals, you know, this whole thing we just talked about with Aretha's funeral was inappropriate. But I thought all the Trump bashing was inappropriate as well. I mean, these are funerals, right?
Right.
I mean, are we there? I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I mean, I'm not rooting for him, and he deserves any backlash he gets. But it's almost like he's given permission to everyone to be their inner child. I mean, it's like there's just no civil sort of like I don't know, a threshold, a sort of like
we expect more
simple
from our children.
Level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where everyone has just been given like carte blanche to be as idiotic and childish as possible.
Yeah. No, I understand.
How was your weekend?
Good.
Seem a little low energy.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yep, all good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. How about you? You good?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm great. All right, it is kind of our Monday, but it's a Tuesday. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 91 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 71. For your Wednesday, 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly sunny otherwise, and highs near 90. And Thursday, 50% chance of showers, thunderstorms, cloudy, and highs near 80 degrees. It is 72 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Celebrating the best in business in Greater Decatur. Join with the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce and Hickory Point Bank to honor the finalists and winners of the annual Chamber Awards. The luncheon is September 13th at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Help us congratulate the businesses, business people, and community groups who make Decatur and Macon County a great place to work, play, and live. Visit DecaturChamber.com or call 422-2200 for tickets. Prices go up after September 7th, so order now.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As the sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to JimRootForSheriff.com and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Limitless.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're in September. We left you in August. We return in September. Good morning.
I realized that this morning. Like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's September.
Well, our Hot 25 has just flown by. We literally wrapped up events number 23 and 24 over the weekend, leaving just one event left for our Hot 25, and that is the Arcola Broom and Corn Festival, which is coming up this weekend. We were at the Arthur Amish Country Cheese Festival, which is the full name for it.
Oh, it is? Well, what do you know?
That's what it says on their website. Mm. Labor Day weekend in the heart of Illinois Amish country, which is ironic. We took our 707 horses down to a one-horse, literally, kind of town. And the Amish don't like to be photographed. Is that right? Why is that?
It's just part of modern technology, and it's
find it.
But you would call photography modern technology?
They don't believe like it captures the soul or anything like that. There are some, you know, religions and cultures that feel that, but no.
Yeah, but that's generally you got to like go to the heart of Borneo or something to find somebody like that.
They do have pictures taken. It's not like
that. Do they have family portraits?
Yeah, they definitely. But I think it's more just kind of a respect thing because, you know, to some people, they're oddities and, you know, just taking pictures of them without their permission. I think it's more about that, just a respect thing.
Some Amish completely refuse to allow themselves to be photographed, posed photos, and particularly maybe seen as a show of pride. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, some Amish make a distinction between having one's photo taken in a natural setting versus posing for a photo. So some have no problem with allowing themselves to be filmed or photographed as long as it's obvious that they're not posing. So they're okay in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're not just going, here, Jessup.
Yes.
Smile for the camera. But we passed one horse buggy sort of folk in the town, and there's something new with the bicycles and the vest.
Bicycles and vest.
We'll tell you all about that when we get back on the other side of the break, and we'll roll that right into Ride and Run with Kyle May. And the Labor Day Pops concert was just fantastic. It was how packed at Hickory Point Golf Course?
There was no parking anywhere.
I mean, huge
crowd.
Turnout, right?
Huge.
Of all ages. There to enjoy Sergei and the orchestra. Will give you all of the details of our final, well, two of our last three of the Hot 25 as we wrap up this summer heading out of Labor Day weekend. Here's Jeff Daly with the news. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. Following yesterday's 25th annual Labor Day parade in downtown Decatur, laborers, friends, and family members and supporters gathered in Fairview Park for their annual Labor Day picnic. Hosted by the Decatur Trades and Labor Assembly, the event's coordinator and officer with the assembly, Amy Roof, said hundreds turned out to enjoy the barbecue and cold beverages along with entertainment from the power tumblers. Roof said the holiday is the important thing to remember because of what the labor movement has brought to the working men and women of the country.
It's labor unions that brought us the 8-hour workday and that did away with child labor and then actually brought about the concept of the weekend. So I think that's something that everybody can appreciate.
Roof also added that this is the sixth year that the unions have come together at their permanent home in Fairview Park after gathering for years as individual labor unions to celebrate the Labor Day holiday.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. It's day one of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation hearing.
Kavanaugh is expected to have the votes possibly to be confirmed. There are a number of senators that we are watching, Republicans, Sue Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who will be interested certainly in his views on abortion, among other things. And Democrats in red states where Trump won. You've got Joe Donnelly in Indiana, Heitkamp in North Dakota, Manchin in West Virginia, and Senator Doug Jones in Alabama.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in his opening remarks, partially released already, Judge Kavanaugh plans to say that he does not decide cases based on personal or policy preferences. President Trump tweeting about reports that the Syrian government's planning a major military offensive.
President Trump with a warning late Monday to Syria's Bashar al-Assad and his allies in the region. Do not attack rebels in the country's Idlib province, warning that, quote, hundreds of thousands could be killed.
Fox's Sean Langell. Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. An Illinois State Police trooper who was killed in a traffic accident in 2017 will be honored with having a stretch of I-74 named for him. 37-year-old Trooper Ryan Alban of Bellflower died June 28, 2017 at Carl Hospital as a result of injuries he sustained after he rear-ended a van that had slowed in front of him in a construction zone on I-74 near Farmer City. Alban's canine partner, a Belgian Malinois named Biko, was in the trooper's squad car at the time of the crash. The dog survived and was treated at the University of Illinois Emergency Veterinary Hospital. He has since resumed active duty with the Illinois State Police in District 6. Governor Rauner, Illinois State Police, other elected officials, friends, colleagues, and family members will all pay tribute to the Illinois State Police trooper by dedicating a section of I-74 from milepost 155 to mile 60 near Farmer City as the Trooper Ryan Alban Memorial Highway. That's set for 1:30 this afternoon. In sports, it was the St. Louis Cardinals falling to the Washington Nationals 4-3 yesterday. They've now dropped three in a row for the first time since July 11th through the 14th. Brewers opened an important three-game series with the Cubs with a 4-3 win. And it was the White Sox beating the Tigers 4-2 for their eighth win in 11 games. Cardinal baseball again this afternoon, or this evening, I should say, as they take on the Nationals once again. No pregame. It comes your way starting at 5:55 from Washington, D.C. Your next news is coming up at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made local.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Decatur. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 91 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 71. For your Wednesday, a slight chance we could see some showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny otherwise. Highs near 90. And Thursday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and highs near 80 degrees. It is 72 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's that great music or what?
Love it.
Crank that. Back here on a Tuesday. Good morning. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. We were busy as we had two of our Hot 25 events, part of our Hot 25. We, of course, have partnered up with the Bob Brady Auto Mall. And Bob Brady, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC, they own the entire world.
Basically, yeah.
It's the Bob Brady Empire. And we have this week the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk supercharged. I don't even know where to start with this thing. I felt a little bad rolling into Amish country.
I know, right?
Because we'd have to find 707 Amish people and 707 buggies.
To get the same kind of power.
Think about that. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to gather 707 buggies and 707 horses. And we're going to equal that of the big black beast that rolled into our town, Arthur, over the weekend for the cheese festival. You got to love anything that starts off with a ceremonial cutting of the cheese.
I know. And now we will cut the cheese.
Right? That happened at the gazebo stage area. And they have free cheese and they have the literally the cheese eating contest,
which the winner ate like it was like a half pound of cheese in like a minute or
the 19th like annual cheese eating nationals,
yeah,
which is what it's officially called, followed by the 19th annual international cheese curling championship, which you can see the video at nowdecatur.com or you can go to the Nowdecatur Facebook page. The curling is funny because they get a big wheel of cheese.
And you get to keep your wheel.
Well, yeah, because it's all sort of squared off by the time they're done. And you have a broom guy or gal. It's like a four-person team. And some people really know they're curling cheese.
I was kind of surprised there was a technique to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like get a good roll going, and it's up to the broom person to make sure it stops on the bullseye.
I think we found a sport I could get behind.
There is some physical movement behind it, Jeff Bailey. It's not all just
oh, okay.
Sort of. I mean, there is actually a
there's a method to the madness?
There is a method to the madness.
Okay.
So, have you ever been to Arthur?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I've never been to the Cheese Festival.
For what purpose did you go to Arthur?
I don't even remember, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
It was just, I think it was a day trip down there for some reason.
And how do you know for sure you've been to Arthur?
because I know I've been to Arthur.
I'm saying some of these towns are the Colas, and the, they're all known for sort of Amish.
We actually used to have a veterinarian that was there.
I'm sorry, what?
A veterinarian.
A veterinarian?
Mm-hmm.
Veterinarian, actually.
I'm sorry, what?
Veterinarian.
Huh?
You said veterinarian.
What, how does it pronounce?
Veterinarian.
Veterinarian.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, a vet?
A vet.
Vet.
Pronounce it again.
Veterinarian.
Veterinarian.
What did I say?
Veterinarian.
Yeah, say veterinarian.
That seems like too many words, or too many...
syllables?
Yes. Veterinarian.
Veterinarian.
Anyway, hold on a second. I'm not sure I'm wrong on this. Say it again.
Veterinarian.
Veterinarian.
V-E-T-E-R.
Okay. Anyway, you had a vet in Arthur?
Yeah, we had a vet in Arthur. He's since retired.
Okay. That seems not weird, but it seems like a long way to go for a vet.
How do you go with assumption?
No, actually. Oh. We've got that covered. Right out on Route 36.
All right. Anyway, so we were in Arthur for the day. It was an all weekend, the actual Arthur Amish Country Cheese Festival. I think they have to put Amish Country in there just to get tourists.
I think you're right.
Probably.
Because all of that area down there is Amish Country, right? Would you say that's the heart of, like, the Illinois Amish is all
Arthur,
right there?
Arthur, Arcola, yes, definitely. Hammond.
Atwood.
I mean, there's definitely.
But you pulled into Arthur as soon as we got off of the highway. Buggies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't know it, but you did the exact right thing when filming the Amish, because the Amish don't mind being filmed as long as they're not complicit in the filming.
Yes.
So a shot from the side or from behind, or where they're just, it's not a posed photograph.
Yes.
Posing for photographs, too much vanity involved
too
there.
Too much pride, yes.
So as long as you just sort of get them in the act of them doing their thing without them being complicit in the photo, that's A-okay. By the way, they're fine with their children being photographed because they're not actually baptized in the church yet.
Not until they're adults.
It is a strange life. And I say that confident that none of them are listening right now.
They can listen to AM radio. Yes.
Can they?
Yes.
Why?
Well, one, because they have radios that have batteries.
They have phones?
Sometimes
that has sort of evolved, has it not? I mean, you have the Amish.
Well, it was funny at my grandpa's funeral.
Yes,
you know, we have a number of Amish
because
friends
he
and things.
Did a lot with them with horses and
Belgian
stuff.
Horses. Yes. He bred Belgian horses for them for, you know, field work and all of that. So a number of Amish were at the funeral, and my cousins are really good friends with some of the younger Amish, and she pulled out a cell phone. It had a little pop socket on the back and took a selfie with them.
Okay.
And I thought that was really funny. I thought, well, that's kind of different. So I think there's maybe some evolving going on. Who knows?
Are we sure they're Amish? Because
that family is, yes.
There are many different, so you have Mennonites and there's others?
Hunnites, something like that. Yeah.
That I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Are you sure about
mm-hmm.
that? And what is that?
It's basically the same, similar Abba Baptist sect or whatever. It's very similar, just some slight changes.
Okay, so you're just making that
answer
up. I'm
not making it up.
It's very similar, but not the same.
They're all, Mennonites are similar to...
I know they're similar, but what are the differences? I mean, the similarities aren't the interesting thing. It's the differences that are the
Mennonites can drive,
okay.
For instance. I mean, there are some things in modern technology that they can
now,
embrace.
Did Mennonites, like, sort of like, are they like the Catholics and the Lutherans? I mean, was there like a break somewhere where they just said, hey, this is too much?
I don't think there was a break. I think it was actually kind of started at the same time, like just different ways of viewing
you
it.
You think that or you know that?
Just from research, in the Amish Interpretive Center or whatever, I remember hearing about that, but it's not necessarily like a break off. Why don't you wiki it? Why do I have to answer these
questions? This is me in my head.
Well, then why are you asking?
On the microphone. You remember from the Amish Interpretive Center. Well, because you're just making it up.
I'm not making it up. Why don't you just look it up?
Because I have a show to host, and I'm very busy hosting it. I'm just curious. You said there's a third thing, and you gave this whole long story to me last night, but clearly you're not willing to do it today.
I have never heard of it myself, but whenever I looked
it up. Oh, but now you're an expert.
No, when I saw it, I was like, I didn't know this.
Saw what? This is radio. Describe.
There is a third also, like, and it starts with an H. There's another type of, like, similar to the Amish. They also dress plain. They don't use technology, that kind of thing.
But?
I don't know.
They didn't dress plain. You said she
I did not go into their biblical beliefs.
Hang on a second. You told me she was wearing very modern clothes.
Modest.
No, modern, you said. She had like a long...
That was a Mennonite.
Okay.
You're mentioning something else completely. I was talking about...
No, you said, because you... Okay, well, now I got to recap the entire conversation. You said she was wearing this...
There was a Mennonite. She was wearing like a long...
And you looked
tighter...
it up and went, oh my God, it's called...
No, and then I saw that there was... You got this completely confused.
Or perhaps you were confused.
No. Anyway. Are you having a Monday?
No, I'm not. I was asking you to repeat the conversation. You said there was a woman dressed.
There was.
You didn't understand.
Okay.
She had her hair in a bun, but everything else was very modern looking. And then you went, oh my God, there's another one. And you said it's called.
And I did not know this other existed. I didn't know there were like three different sects of kind of this Amish type living.
Except they're not Amish. I mean, one's
no.
Amish.
Yeah.
I would say that the other.
It's called like Anabaptist sect. I don't know.
Okay, there's Old Order Amish that I'm finding. Beachy Amish Mennonite.
I'm sorry, what was that first word there?
Beachy.
Beachy, like the ice?
Like B-E-A-C-H-Y is how it's spelled.
Oh.
Beachy.
Beachy.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
The Amish Mennonites, and then there's the para-Amish groups. That sounds almost military.
Para-Amish.
Yeah. They share many characteristics with the Amish, like horse and buggy transportation and plain dress.
Okay. This seems to sort of shortchange the entire religion thing when we just say, they're sort of Amish.
There's all kinds of different subgroups. It's very interesting, very strange.
So you didn't find the H word that Lindsay's talking about?
I have not found that you're talking about yet.
I'm looking now. I can
finally
find this for you.
Holmes Old Order?
No.
Okay.
It had an almost Jewish sound to it, like old school.
Hmm. Interesting. No, I don't have it. I can't find anything on that. But
so when you found this yesterday, what were you talking about, if not the woman with the bun and the pencil
I was looking
skirt
up
thing?
Mennonites, and then I found, yeah. That's how that
I gotcha.
Came
out. Okay. Makes sense.
It does?
I guess.
None of this makes sense to me at all. All right. We've got to take a quick break. And even the Amish would agree with this one. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in there.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552 or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
Pick six.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning. We are past Labor Day, which means we are not officially into fall. When does fall start? Is there an actual day?
22nd, I believe.
Is it the 22nd?
21st or 22nd.
Summer always starts later than you think, and fall always starts later than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So Shoreline Classic is on the way, our ride and run segment with Kyle May. Fleet Feet, FleetFeetDecaturIL.com and SpinCity.co, those are the websites you want to visit if you're interested. Kyle joins us each and every Tuesday, and we spend some time talking about the rides and the runs that are going on. Is Bill Mitchell in this morning?
That's my understanding.
Why did you I got like no warning on that at all.
I mentioned it, actually.
No, I asked you, and you said you were still working on it.
No, yesterday I literally said to you, Bill Mitchell's going to be in the studio.
Okay. Do you need warned whenever he comes in?
No, I've been trying to book this guest for like 3 weeks, and all of a sudden it's booked for Tuesday morning, and I had no idea. Now Lindsay's going to get up and leave. That's just sort of the way that works. So Bill Mitchell will be in at the top of the hour.
He's a good customer of ours.
Is he really?
Yeah, he
does. Does he still bike?
A little bit. He got like a little flat bar bike last year that he rides around on. A flat bar, kind of like what
flat
ride.
Bar.
Yeah.
You guys have your own terminology.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Keep up sometimes. Yeah. I got a little bike to ride around. And
okay, well, great. Well, he'll be in. He's, you know, retiring.
Yeah, I know.
After all these years over in Springfield. I know he was hardcore into the biking, you know, for a lot of years.
Yeah, it was funny. He'd call me, like, from the floor every once in a while. Yeah. Like, hey, I got such and such interested in a bike. And
that's the way that works, right?
Yeah.
Well, good morning and welcome, Kyle, in the studios here today. And you brought Corey with you today. We're going to talk a little Shoreline Classic, among other things, which one of the great events of the fall. I believe that is the 16th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Sunday the 16th?
Yep.
All right. So how did you get involved?
Let's see. 4, 5, 6 years ago when I started running, I got involved with a group of people. We did group runs, things like that. And they said, hey, you know, we've got this training program. You should check this out. And the Shoreline Squad kind of kicked off, and I started being a mentor or a squad leader for that, a few years of that, and then eventually I took it over, and then now I'm on the board and kind of help out on race day.
All right, so tell me about this event, because this it was sort of peaked, and then it waned a little, and then it peaked again. Our good friend Bruce Bennett was involved in sort of that resurgence of bringing it back to, now you guys have just a ton of people that show up for this thing.
We do, yeah. I think we have a little over 500 signed up right now. A typical average between 700 and 800. We've had as many as 1,300 and 1,400 in the past year, so we really get a lot of people down there.
All right. Why do you think this is so popular? It's a great route, right? I mean along the lake and
yeah, whenever you think of running in Decatur, it's probably one of our more popular routes. It's 29th year of it this year, so it's has a long history. Has a couple different distances. It has a 5K option and a 15K option. It's pretty well organized and nice post party and stuff too.
So. All right, it takes place at Nelson Park and the big pavilion. I know our good friends at Kroger have always been involved in that. There's a lot of great sponsors that come out, but you're right about the post race party. I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
It's pretty big. Yeah, they got a pretty nice spread. You know, I was talking to Corey with all the construction down there. The parking lot's done. So there's plenty of parking down there now by the amphitheater.
Yeah. So where will the actual post party be? Is it still?
It'll still be up at Pavilion 1. Okay. Yeah, we'll still have access to that. I mean, you'll have to walk around a little bit, obviously, with the construction of the amphitheater. But we've got that whole parking lot there now, so we can park people a lot closer to the event and whatnot. Start-finish lines are going to be the same. Our friends at Christy Foltz are going to move things back and get things shaped up so we have the full roadway down there to
all right. 15K starts at 7:30, 5K at 8, and you got the Tot Trot, which is very popular with young kids at 9:15. So that's pretty cool stuff. You also got Fido Scurry coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this Saturday is the Fido Scurry at Fairview Park. So it's like a 5K color run, a 1 mile color run, and then a 1 mile walk too.
The color run meaning you get like
I think it's, is that where they throw color at you?
Is it like the powder?
You guys are asking me. If you guys are asking me, we're in trouble here. You're supposed to be the experts. Here's what I know. Bob Brady's,
I've not put one of those on.
So Bob Brady's dog, Charlie, is going to be the grand marshal of the pet parade. We know that's one of our hot 25 events. We're going to be there and Arcola.
I was wondering if that
this
was
weekend.
On your list.
Yeah, it's complicated. We have to sort of explain.
Is it 25 and a half?
Well, it's not really 25 and a half. It's 25 and extra. We'll explain that as we move along. But we will be at Fido Scurry this weekend. There's also a Capital City Century Cycling event. I've been watching the race in Spain.
Oh, really?
On the Olympic Channel.
Wait, you don't watch the Tour de France?
I know. Well,
I
was inspired by you telling me about watching
this. Did you see the American kids won two stages?
I did.
That Ben King?
And it's amazing to me. You get this beautiful countryside, first of all. I think Spain's prettier than France. Would we agree?
I'm impressed with the footage. Yeah, it looks beautiful.
I mean, but I don't understand, like, when they go... Tell me why they go around, like, those circles. You know, like, why would you send, like... 500 bicyclists, you know, into a circle.
They have roundabouts over there.
I know they do.
Instead of intersections.
I know, but it just always slays me. And then some of those bridges they're on. I mean, I'd be afraid to drive across one of those things, let alone be in
the
pack.
Road stuff is pretty amazing. And they call it road furniture. Like, you're riding along, and, like, they have all these barricades and stuff in the middle, and poles in the middle of the roads.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Can you explain to me, as I'm watching this, I didn't even know, I happened on this, I didn't even know I had the Olympic Channel. I didn't even know what the Olympic Channel is.
I think it plays, like, Olympics.
Well, I get it. I'm not sure what it is,
all
what
the weird
purpose
stuff
for
that
is
people don't
outside of the every other 4 years. But I found this, like, on Friday night or Saturday night. I was flipping around, and just I bumped into it, like, in the, you know, like, you go to, like, Fox News or something, and it takes you up into the 800s because it goes to the HD channel.
Yeah.
And then as I hit next channel, all of a sudden I'm on the Olympic channel, and there's these announcers, and they have this very, they really don't know what they're talking about because they can't see anything, right? I mean, they're counting, like, on a helicopter shot or a moped going by at like 30 miles an hour, you know, getting, they really can't tell a lot of these shots.
It's pretty amazing, actually. They can pick riders out just by how they sit on their bike and stuff. So sometimes they do okay.
Okay, I'm sure they do. It's entertaining to listen to. I'm saying it's a tough gig if you're an announcer in one of these things. You're going, I think I see him.
Yeah.
You know, how many riders are in one of these things?
The Peloton's probably about 180 cyclists.
Okay. And explain to me why the Peloton... Okay, why there's always this pack that's going together, and then they're just sort of laying back doing really nothing.
And then there's a breakaway?
Yes, and then there's a breakaway, and then the breakaway fades, and somebody else does a breakaway, and then some guy will get a wild hair, and all of a sudden he's, you know, going to break away.
All right, so there's a couple different things going on.
In case you wander across this on your TV screen.
Yeah, how long we got?
Yes.
No, so a three-week stage race is a little bit different dynamics than a typical one-day race.
Okay.
So three-week stage race, you have, like, the overall leader guys that are just trying to make it through the 3 weeks and have the fastest time at the end. And then you have individual guys that are going for stage wins and glory.
Because, like every day, there's something you can win just about.
I mean, if you win a stage, you have a contract for the next year. I mean,
it's a big deal. Yeah.
So what happens is usually a break of, like, you know, 5-10 guys go off the front. There's TV coverage of them, so all their sponsors are happy that they're rolling through and they're showing the breakaway. The main leaders teams of the overall guys, they are in the pack and just want to keep the pace enough to where those guys, they're not going to win the race overall, so they let them go. They keep the distance close enough that they don't get huge time.
All right, let me ask you about this Peloton, though. I mean, they're all there, and particularly when they're going, like, on these very narrow bridges or, like, they're, you know, hitting one of these roundabouts.
Yep.
They're so close. How do you do that?
It doesn't always go smooth.
No, I mean, when you see one, it's like those birds hitting buildings sometimes.
Their bike handling skills are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you watch it in the rain,
that's
just, it's crazy watching them navigate that stuff whenever everything's slick and dangerous. And
all right, I'm watching this thing. It's a little like English, like Australian rules football or rugby or something. I'm really not quite sure exactly what's going on, but it is fascinating to watch. You ever watch one of these things on TV?
No, I sure haven't.
You've got to. I mean, it's just spectacular. You have no idea what's really going on. You just sort of, like, watch it because the visuals are that great.
So the second stage is this Ben King guy, the American guy won. He got in a breakaway, like, five guys, and then, like, he rolled off the front with about 10K to go. And then one of the guys that's a finished fourth in the Tour de France before, was in the breakaway. He starts chasing him down, and he starts taking out chunks of time. And like 5K to go, he had like a minute, and then it went down to 40 seconds, and then 30 seconds with like 2K to go. And Ben is just up there. Like, you can see he's just dying, and this guy keeps closing the gap. And finally, just something snapped on the other guy, and Ben was able to hold on to the gap.
At the very end.
It was like 5K to go. You thought, oh, the dude's, he's totally caught. And then the elastic snapped, and it was amazing watching stuff like that. So, like, the last 10 or 15K is the most exciting.
Really? So you could skip, like, 6 hours. Just go right to the very end.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's the way it is with most sporting events, right? Indy 500, whatever. So watching that, what's the guy who breaks away who then gets caught always thinking? Like, that guy's like, okay, I've got this. And there's, like, 10 miles left. And then the rest of them are just sitting back going, yeah, you think you have this. I mean, this guy hasn't been around long enough to know he doesn't have this.
He's making his sponsors happy.
Is that what he's doing? Getting out, getting his jersey on TV.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, you guys have literally the turkey trot training, which is starting.
Yeah, I was talking to Corey about that, too. He's been a mentor in the past. He's going to participate this season. So it starts next. It starts
September
11th.
Yeah.
And we're going to do Tuesday night training and Saturday morning. We have a walk fit program, a intermediate 5K program, a beginner 5K program, and a 10K program all going on. And we're throwing a cross-training day in the middle of that, too.
All right, so it's a 10-week program. Is that correct?
Yeah, 10 weeks.
So you're getting people ready for the turkey trot, which is obviously
November
the Thanksgiving
17th,
race.
November 17th. Yeah. So Saturday before. It's a great race put on by the Park District. And, man, we have a bunch of people signed up for it already. So, got that going on. Hit the website.
Got a minute left. You guys had a ride for Labor Day as well?
Yeah, we did a run and a ride yesterday. So not a lot of days off.